What's up, everybody? It's your man, Danelle, a.k.a. Small Guy Promotions, a.k.a. Omaha Fatty, coming to you with another podcast episode of What's Up, Omaha.
Happy Sunday, everyone. I hope you guys are having a good day. It's the start of another wonderful day. It's beautiful outside right now. It's the Halloween season. It's fall. You can see the decorations when you go through the neighborhoods and stuff. And the theme of Halloween is very evident and present. And it's just a good time of year, man. Although I could do without the cold. that would be all right. That would be the one thing. You know, look, I'm suited up with my robe on because it's chilly downstairs and I haven't turned the heat on. Looks like it's 65 degrees right now. And real quick, shout out to Jimmy Conover Photography. You know, just got that on underneath. You want to make sure to give him a shout out. I don't even know if he's actually still taking photos and stuff because, you know, I'm not out on the scene anymore, the hip hop music and whatnot. But Jimmy is one of the guys who the What's Up Omaha logo. He took that photo. I always credit that guy. He did some great things for Small Guy Promotions. And I don't talk to him enough nowadays. I'll text every now and again, but that's about it. I need to reach out to him. Anywho, yeah, man, just general updates again. One thing that I did want to touch on is something that I haven't spoken about for a while, and that is the black hole of social media. And, you know, everybody has opinions on everything. And back in the day, it used to be, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's what parents used to teach kids back in the day. And now it's just like, I don't know, man. People just, they say all kind of outlandish things on social media. You're probably reminded by that daily if you hop on at all. So one thing that I always like to talk about is just focusing on the positives that you see out there, because there's a ton of negatives. Let the other people worry about the negatives. You know, we don't have to get sucked into that black hole. We, as in the people who want more out of life and, you know, want to spread positivity and enlightenment and joy and happiness and all that type of stuff. You know, it's okay to acknowledge those negative things, but we don't have to dwell on those topics or issues. Basically, life is short. Why do we want to spend so much time being negative and evil to other people and whatnot? I said and whatnot. I don't know if I stuttered or what, but anyway, life is just too short to be walking around angry and upset at every little thing. And I don't know what is wrong with society, where there's a ton of people who seem to be like that, or they get joy out of that, like getting a rise out of other people. I don't know what it is. I'm not of that mindset, so I can't speak for anyone who is like that out there in the world, because it's just hard to think that people are like that in real life. So those keyboard warriors or whoever they are, like, are they like that in real life to people, or is it just a show for social media? I have no idea. I'm pretty sure that a good amount of people are just a-holes regardless. So, but yeah, I just want to talk about that a little bit. If you see it out there, you know, just skip over it. Sometimes you post things and you don't have any ill will or ill intent behind it. And then people will comment with some ugly stuff, some ugliness. And it's just like, why do you feel the need to do that? I don't understand it. I don't get it. Just whatever, man. Just you can choose to respond if you want to. You know, sometimes I do. I had a talk yesterday with a couple of my foodie friends. I said it, you know, I think last week I mentioned it, but David Zorko from Fatterday Omaha and Nat Ogura from Yum Omaha. We had a nice little meeting yesterday, and you know, some things are coming. They're in the works. So stay tuned if you like the Omaha Fatty content and stuff that we're putting out. Stay tuned for something that we'll need your help with too, once we get everything going and we roll it out. So I'm excited about it, excited to work with those guys. But, you know, we had to talk about the negativity of social media and how, you know what, we're just going to choose to poo-poo that, whatever. We're going to move on. We're going to move forward ahead and not worry about that. Yeah, more to come on that. Just stay tuned. Outside of that, man, craziness. My daughter, my oldest, is 15, and she's been driving recently. You know, she's got the permit, and she's got to get hours in, and she'll be taking driver's ed next year or whenever. So parents, woo, parents that are going through this, I'm there with you. Some days you see your life flash between or before your eyes because you're like, yo, what are you doing right now? So it can be very stressful. It's not all bad, but sometimes I'm just like, whoa, you don't need to drive at all. Like, whoa, no, you need to do some book study first and learn the rules and the laws of the road a little more. And my wife's like, how else is she gonna learn if, you know, she doesn't get that experience? Like, she's getting it now. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. But there's certain rules that she should know before she even gets behind the wheel of the car. And it's hard to verbalize. Like, you know what to do because you drive all the time and you're used to it. You've been doing it for years and you just automatically know. And not even in all instances, but a lot in most instances. But when you have a new driver, yes, you can instruct them on what to do, but in a real-time situation, when you're not only trying to think about what it is, you have to communicate it in a short span of time, and that can be tough to do. So, like, it's like my mind is there, but getting that transmission from my mind to my mouth and to be able to communicate it, that's tough. So it's not always easy to do, and it can be stressful. And then for me personally, I get all like anxious and like, I'm like raising my voice, but I'm not necessarily upset, but I'm just raising my voice because I'm like stressed out. And then, like, you know, I tell her, I say, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not mad at you. Like, I'm nervous and I'm stressed, and it's coming across as me being upset, but I'm not upset. But you do need to, you know, be focused, and you need to listen. And when you don't listen, and when I'm telling you to do something, that is when I get upset. When I'm like, hey, don't do this, and I repeat it two or three times and you still do it. Like, driving a car is a huge responsibility. You could kill someone if you're not paying attention, or if you're not obeying the rules of the road, or not doing what you're supposed to do. Like, it's not only about, oh, you could hit someone in another vehicle. You could hit a pedestrian in Omaha or Nebraska. We've been seeing this recently. I don't know what's going on, but people are hitting cyclists and pedestrians and they're taking off, and these people are dying. Luckily, there was a doctor or something recently. I think he was a doctor. He got hit and left, but he survived and was doing okay. But like, we are not going to be having that in my house. Like, I don't know how these people live and they hit people and they just leave them for dead and then drive off. We're not going to be in that situation. If we do hit someone, we're going to make sure to stay. That's number one, and make sure that they're okay and call the proper authorities. But driving is something that shouldn't be taken lightly. Too many people do that. You see it all the time. People are like, they're like this on the phone while they're driving, like, not, and they're looking at the road like this. Or, like, you know, they're down like this. If you're actively driving, please put your phone down. Like, your text message, your Facebook message, or whatever it is, it can wait. Like, stop being like this. Like, this is not safe. This is not safe. You know, when you're driving 50, 60 miles an hour, even if you're driving 25 miles an hour, if you're driving 25 miles an hour, chances are you are in a residential area. So you really shouldn't be driving and being on your phone, like you're with your eyes and your attention averted from the road, because a kid can jump out at any moment, like riding a bike, or just maybe the ball rolls out into the street. Like, you need to be ready. Like, so that's what I instill in my daughters. Like, if I ever catch you texting and driving, we gonna have a problem. Like, it's not going down here. Yeah, we just don't want to go there. So anyway, parents, I'm with you. If you're stressed out, rest assured, you're not alone. I get stressed out too. And it gets tough some days. There's some days when, like, everything goes smoothly. And there's some days where it's like, you almost killed me. But yeah, man, just peace be with you. I don't know what to say. But yeah, man, thank you guys so much. Podcast is doing well. Oh, how could I forget? Oh, I was going to mention this. Well, I had a plan to talk about this at some point, but the audio podcast has over 11,000 listens. Now, I don't know how long people are listening, but the podcast has over 11,000 listens. And the podcast has been going on for years. And there's some episodes that only have a few listens. There's some that have hundreds of listens. But all of that has stacked up to over 11,000 listens. And I'm excited about that. I'm proud of it. I push myself to be consistent and put out a new podcast every week. And it's just great, man. I love it. I appreciate it so much, all the people who take time to listen or watch. And the YouTube numbers, YouTube isn't just the podcast. So I don't know how many are specific to the podcast. But, you know, over 20,000 views on the content on YouTube as well. So thank you guys. If you watched or, you know, listened or subscribed or whatever it is, however you take in the What's Up Omaha podcast and Small Guy Promotions, I appreciate it. And I thank you. I cannot do it without you. Like, I can only be so great without support from people. And you guys give that to me, and I appreciate it so much. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Keep doing that. And just please subscribe. You know, I'm gonna just leave it at that today. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the audio podcast, wherever you're listening at. That's what it is, man. Thank you so much. Smile, help someone else smile, laugh and help someone else laugh all day, every day. Make it a wonderful day. Yeah. Boom, boom.